Let's get to a staycation setup. We are your morning mess. It's time to catch up a cheater live on your radio. So let's top it up with, let's see, Sandy. Sandy, you think your man is cheating after he told you that he was going to turn off his location?
Yeah, I feel it in my gut. You know what I mean?
So she said. Okay. So let's get back to you and this guy. How long have you guys been together?
Well, Lucas and I have been together for about 3 years, and it's not unusual because we always share locations with each other, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all of a sudden he enabled it, and obviously your suspicion kind of arose?
Yeah. Well, it was like 6 months ago. He was very honest with me, and he was like telling me he was going to turn off his location because he was working on a surprise for me. And immediately, I'm not going to lie, I thought he might be ring shopping since we've been together for about 2.5 years, you know, at this point. And it hit the 3 month mark, and I asked him if he still had a surprise for me. And he said he was still working on it, which, you know, at that time I still believed. And, you know, his birthday was right around that time. So I was honest with him that the way he was with me, I'm also going to turn off my location so he wouldn't know what I was doing. And I have to be real. Like, this actually turned into the biggest fight we've ever had as a couple.
So he was allowed to do it, but you weren't, even though you wanted to surprise him for his birthday?
Yeah, he was, like, not okay with me turning off my location. But it was crazy because, you know, his has been turned off for 3 months at that point. And it was like he was still trying to justify his actions, but then I'm not allowed to do it. You see what I mean?
It's weird.
You know, we have been on thin ice ever since, and now that his location's been off for about 6 months now, I still don't have this, quote, surprise, end quote. And he claims he's going to be getting it from me, but if I bring it up, he gets, like, super defensive, and he calls me, like, I'm being ungrateful, and, you know, all the standard things. So now my mind is going in all these different directions about why he actually turned off locations. Were there other reasons? And, you know, my best friend is actually on my side because she feels like I've been, like, going crazy about this for months. So I really want to find out if he's been lying to me for around 6 months now. This is just getting out of hand, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, location fights are so pointless, but I kind of feel you here.
You and your husband share your locations, Jens?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've been sharing them for 7 years now.
JD, are you opposed to that as well?
Yeah. I would never share my location with anybody.
What? You're so weird.
Just me, though.
You would never want to know if your girlfriend gets home safely?
No, I
want
to know that. She can give me her location. I don't want to give my location to anybody.
Ew, I hate that. So you're like this guy. It's okay for...
But I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't taunt it in front of her. Like, a surprise is coming. I would have given you the surprise by now. I feel like he could have just been honest and be like, I don't want to share locations with you anymore.
This guy Lucas is giving me JD vibes.
No, he's not giving you me vibes.
Right, well,
no.
What we're going to do is we're going to have Sienna call JD, Lucas.
He's stupid.
Offer JD, Lucas, a free romantic hotel, and let's see who he wants to put on that reservation. Sandy, now, 3 years, that's a fair time to be, you know, with the L word. Obviously, you're in love with this guy. If he is cheating on you, is it automatically over, or are you willing to forgive and maybe work on the relationship?
I honestly don't even know what this... I would like to say yes, but I think until I know what's going on, it's hard for me to get a definitive answer.
Right. And you don't suspect somebody he's messing with? A coworker, friend, an ex?
Off the top of my head, I actually cannot think of anybody, which is why I have to worry if I'm actually going crazy over here.
Okay.
If he's not cheating, then he doesn't have to share his location with you ever again. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. Wow.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's hope you're wrong, Sandy, and you can just apologize for embarrassing him live on the radio. It's the least of your problems, though. If he is, we'll give you the show.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Lucas?
This is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas, my name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, no, I'm good. I appreciate it.
I wanted to let you know that this giveaway comes with a honeymoon package as well as putting you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on this offer.
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense for you to give that to me, so I think I'm good.
Well, I can explain if it doesn't make sense. So we're new to the North Scottsdale area. We're really just trying to get our name out there, get people through our door. So we thought the best way to do that is to get people who are on Google and Yelp reviews and grab their information from those sites. And in return for the free stay, we would get a review from them. So we picked you for that.
All you need is a review?
That's all we would need, yes. It'd be very helpful if I'm being honest.
All right, sure. Let's try that.
All right. Well, congratulations, Lucas. I'm very excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address the sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Let's go with saucy.
Okay. What do you have in mind?
I'm going to write, let's write, let's skip the foreplay and get straight into it.
All right, straight into the point, Lucas. I got you. And now that I have that written down, just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantics day?
I'm going to bring Caitlin.
Are you kidding me right now?
Hello? What? I'm sorry, Caitlin.
Yeah, no, we heard that twice, Lucas. We do have to give you a heads up. You're actually live on our show. We're a radio show called The Morning Mess, and we have Sandy with us, your girl of, well, she said 3 years. She thought.
You are the biggest piece of I have ever known. Doing this to your own girlfriend. You've been lying and gaslighting me this whole time, so you can go off and do whatever the you want while making me look so stupid.
That's a crazy response, man.
Dang.
I feel so stupid for you were doing all of this because you were going to propose. When you said surprise, what other surprise did you think I was talking about? Why would this surprise take so long? I was still holding out hope that maybe you weren't cheating on me.
None of this is necessary. I thought we had a good enough relationship that we'd be able to talk this crap out between the two of us and not get a bunch of strangers involved.
Oh, shut up. I would talk to you about turning your location back on, and you acted like it was the end of the world, even though I thought about doing it myself, and you seem to have a problem with it.
Okay.
This guy has nothing to say.
Well, we're sorry that we're disturbing you right now, Lucas. It just sounds like you don't even care at this point.
I don't give a right now.
Okay. Oh. Well, that's it. Lucas, you there?
I'm here.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Hey, Sandy, so it feels like we were just interrupting his just daily kind of routine. He doesn't care much about the relationship enough to apologize and ask for forgiveness. What'd you see in this guy?
I honestly can't even tell you anymore.
I wish you would have cheated on him. That way you could have been like, ha-ha.
You know what? I'm just going to move on. That's all I can do.
Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. Mm-hmm. You need to go through that phone.
I'm already on it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Can you do a favor for me, Sandy?
Sure.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Are they closed?
They're closed.
You're peeking. All right. I'll believe you. All right, Sandy. First name that comes to mind of the guy that you're going to call that's been trying to holler at you for all these years. Could be a friend. It could be an ex. It could have been that one person that got away. What's his name?
Danny.
Yeah, you got to call Danny up.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was.
That was way too
she
quick.
She didn't hesitate.
They did do that research that a lot of girls have a plan B ready that men just don't know it. Who's Danny?
He's just been a friend of mine for years. He's a good guy, And I've always thought he was really cute, but we've never acted on anything because, You know, I'm in a committed relationship, but I'm going to give him a call.
Operation Danny's Get Panties.
That's right. Operation D.
Yeah. Can you do us a favor, though, after you? Because obviously when you call him, he's probably going to be really into taking you out. Can you just keep us posted? Follow back with us.
I'll let you know of my endeavors.
Yeah.
You're about to go through your whole phase. I can just sense it.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. What year was yours, JD?
Still TBD.
2027.
I'm holding out.
It's your year.